Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 tells us, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." Today is day 1617 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Calvin Miller, and it is, "Careers, even religious careers, may become little more than forms for our own advancement, but how are we to deal with such ambition? Our longing after Christ must exceed our need for status in this world." So today's nugget of wisdom is, need for status. All of us crave to be accepted by others. Most of us yearn to have a level of status among our work associates, our peers, our families, and friends. It appears to be a burning need in our lives. I acknowledge that I struggle with the need for status, and it probably also applies to you. No career or leadership position is exempt. Even pastors, priests, missionaries, and lay leaders within the church struggle with the need for status. For all of us who are Christ followers, how do we reconcile this need for status with our desire to image God as the perfect imager Jesus Christ did? In the New Testament scripture, we certainly see that Jesus' closest companions and disciples struggled with their need for status. Think about the epic struggles and posturing between the inner circles of disciples such as Peter, James, and John. And then think about the 12 sons of Jacob in the Old Testament who were constantly struggling for status to the point where they were willing to sell their brother Joseph into slavery. We are not immune from the same battle. As with every area of life, the first steps to overcome this intense need for status is to acknowledge that it is an issue and that we desire to become less controlled by it. As Christ followers and fellow imagers of God, our desire to fulfill those roles must be stronger than our need for status in the world. It may not be easy, but it is possible. If we effectively desire to serve in God's kingdom here on earth, we need to be willing to serve humbly. Let's look at a lesson that Jesus taught us in Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. After they arrived at Capernaum and settled in the house, Jesus asked the disciples, "What were you discussing out there on the road?" But they didn't answer because they had been arguing about which one of them was the greatest. He sat down, he called his 12 disciples over to him and said, "Whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else." Then he put a little child among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me not only welcomes me, but also my Father who sent me." As you ponder this bit of wisdom today from Gramps, please encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,616 treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.